We are coming up to the 60th anniversary of one of the great record labels, the legendary record labels of all time, Motown. And joining me this morning from London, England, across the pond, as they say, is the author of this book, Motown, The Sound of Young America. Adam White joins us. Adam, good morning. Welcome to WTSN here in America.
Good morning, Mike. Good to talk to you. Quite a nice day and a good day to talk about mostly anything, but it's good that you're interested in talking about Motown because, as you rightly say, it's 60 years, which in itself is pretty extraordinary. I don't doubt that anyone involved with it back in 1959 had any idea what they would create and how long it would last.
Yeah, now you have written a lot about Motown. You've written a lot of, for a lot of different books and publications, Rolling Stone, Music Week, mm-hmm. Radio Records, and you've been involved very much with Motown, putting different projects together. When you were younger, you actually had a record store. You actually worked in a record store in London?
You bet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly. That's sort of, I mean, it didn't start there. It started there with a piece of music. The first record I heard was Heatwave by Martha and the Vandellas.
Yeah.
But then when you heard it on the radio, you also had to go buy it. And my hometown was Bristol, England, in the West Country. And I used to go to this record store near where I live and order the records, because they usually didn't have them in stock. At that point, nobody really knew what Motown was.
Yeah.
So I would go to a store, and eventually, after I'd been buying them a while, the guy who ran the store said, you've got a standing order for anything that comes out on this label. Why do you buy records you haven't heard yet? At which point, I explained to him what Motown was, and eventually, sometime later, he offered me a job, and sort of how I got into the record business, if you like.
Yeah, what a great superstar of artists there. I'd love to be a fly on the wall, in the recording sessions when, the engineers recorded people like the Supremes and Marvin Gaye and the Temptations and Smokey Robinson. Must have been unbelievable. Some great stories, why do you think this particular label, and it continues to even exist today, 60 years, as you say, what a great superstar of artists and representation on this label. Why do you think this label has survived and has created such this legendary music, this repertoire of music that we have from the late 50s, early 60s?
I don't think there's any doubt, really. It has to come down to Berry Gordy, the man who founded the company, but mostly importantly, his ability to hear and see talent of substance. So, like any city, any big city, there are singers, there are musicians, there are people who want to make music. But the ability to find them and to recognize them and then to help guide them to some sort of career is a special talent, and he had it. And I think he also had the ability to, once you've seen talent, to know what would work in the context of making music. So the key thing, in a way, about Motown was its self-sufficiency. Berry Gordy built this little small company by having a team of people around him, songwriters, producers, artists, so that he really didn't have to go depend on anyone else to make things happen, to make great music. And I think that was part of the success. So if you've got an ear and an eye for great talent, and you can surround them with the right people to make great music, you're going to succeed. And as you rightly identified, the stature of the artist that Motown found is remarkable, which is why they've lasted. So they had more than just the talent. They had something else going for them. They had a support system, and they had people who helped them find their way through what's always a difficult, difficult career, challenging for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah, obviously, they knew how to find talent, or they had an eye for talent, and they were able to mold this talent. I mean, finding people like Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5, and Stevie Wonder, and the Supremes back in the early days, and they molded them, and they came out with a ton of hits, a ton of number one hits, of course, of the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
And still today, people sort of just, they go back in time, and the Motown music of the 60s and 70s at least brings people back to, I think, a really good time in their life. It was good music, it was fun music, and of course, it was danceable music, too, which made it very successful as well. Great stuff.
Absolutely. And look, as an indication of how it survived, aside from the fact that we're celebrating Motown's 60, do you think these artists are still with us? Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson still tour. Dinah Ross was on the Grammys. The Temptations are about to get celebrated. This musical in New York on Broadway is already open. So it lives on in a way that nobody could have dreamed. And it is a testament to what Berry Gordy built and the people around him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Adam White, our guest, he's the author of Motown, The Sound of Young America. And this came out in a hardcover book a couple years ago, and now it's out in a paperback book. It's called Motown, The Sound of Young America. Really a definitive visual history of the Detroit-based independent record company. You know, I always ask people, do you have a favorite Motown record yourself, a favorite Motown song for you, Adam?
Oh, well, it has to be Heatwave.
Heatwave, okay.
That was the first time I heard a Motown record, although I had no idea at the time what it was.
Yeah.
But it was just unlike anything I'd heard before. So that blew me away.
Yeah.
And then I had to have more, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it was just tremendous to hear that. One of my first songs that I heard, I think, you know, was one of the early Supreme songs in Temptations. And I still go back to the Temptations, My Girl, is one of the great Motown songs of all time. Kind of a simple song, but just a beautiful song. And, you know, the words of music are just great. My Girl by the Temptations.
Yeah,
one of my favorite Motowns.
There's a wonderful, if I can say this, there's a wonderful photo in the book of the Temptations backstage with Smokey when he's teaching them the words to the song.
Really?
Backstage at the Apollo. There you've got Smokey in his dressing gown telling the Temps, these are the lines I want you to sing to make this hit.
Oh, my gosh. And was it a hit? Was it a hit? We wish you the best with the book. It's called Motown, The Sound of Young America, Adam White. You can check out his website as well, adampwhite.com. You can find out more about what he has written and what he has contributed to music and his information on Motown as well. Adam, great to speak to you, and good luck with the book. Looking forward to it. 60th anniversary of Motown. Hard to believe, I guess, huh?
Thank you, Mike. Very hard to believe. Appreciate your interest.